super beneficial. And also not just because of who he is and how smart he is, but like he basically approached it like an MMA coach. You know, like MMA coach is always watching, is always guiding your training. Mm-hmm. Most jiu-jitsu coaches are participating. They teach you a few moves, they roll with everyone.
Right.
So to have a guy that approaches it like an MMA coach, where he approaches it with that level of professionalism, watching, making adjustments, I think even something as simple as that is a huge benefit.
Mm. Yeah, I think so too. Also, a guy who's physically impaired, where he can't compete, but he has so much passion for it that he pours it all into the athletes.
Yeah, and I think what made him so brilliant as well is obviously his college and university. He knows how to study. He knows how to take notes on everything. He knows how to teach.
Mm-hmm.
You put him in Henzo Gracie's in New York for 20 years when it was the hub of MMA and grappling. Guys like Hodger Gracie are passing through all the time. He's basically in this position where he can just watch, train with all these guys, pick up all these details, and have it locked and loaded, ready to teach in a perfect way. Like, obviously, his game's heavily inspired by Marcelo Garcia. You know, like, he just takes the really useful things and can articulate it in a way that's better than most of the people in the sport before him. So I think there's all these factors that have made him who he is and why he's so successful.